Okay, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, when people talk about romance, they often talk about lovebirds. But according to a new study, it turns out that not only are birds not very romantic, but they often do what?
Kill each other.
That's true, but we knew that. This is more about romance than...
About romance?
Yeah.
They often...
Or the lack thereof.
Lose one another's phone numbers.
Or simply don't call back.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. Well,
they retweet. They retweet a lot.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, in most cases, the early bird gets half the worm and hatchling visitation rights every other weekend.
They break up?
They break up. They get divorced, yeah.
Oh, birds, lovebirds get divorced?
Apparently, yeah. That's true.
I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Well, according to a study in the journal Current Biology, bird relationships, just as messed up as human ones, birds tend to cheat on each other, and they even get divorced, leading to generations of latchkey eggs.
What's the value of knowing that birds divorce?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to ascertain the mating habits of birds. And what they have discovered is...
Why?
I mean, what business is it of theirs?
Honestly.
What's the purpose of any advance in human knowledge?
But why do you want to know the mating habits of birds?
I mean, don't ask, don't tell is what I say.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Can a bird not have a little bit of privacy?
Well, remember we used to think sometimes like...
No, what do we used to think?
We used to think that birds mated for life, like swans.
I never thought that. What do you mean we? I never even gave the length of a bird's relationship any thought at all, frankly.
And how do you tell swans apart? I mean, you see two of them going by together. You know?
Yeah, look at them. They're still together, aren't they?
How do you know that's the same swan?
How the hell do they do it?
Are they out there spray painting the swan? They don't know. They're birds. Not a lot of going on upstairs.
You know, my manager, her car used to park on the street, and every day for a long time, there was a bird that was breaking its little beak on her rearview mirror because it would see itself and go, you know, try to make out. That's not a bright animal.
It could be a teenager.
Yeah.
It could be a teenage bird. That's true.
It could have said, this is a different bird from yesterday.
He's back, maybe.
Look at me. Every bird wants me.